So last episode, you heard about a voicemail that another Weird Al podcast sent back to us in response.
Yes.
And then they sent this other one.
Yeah, this is the Weird Alphabet.
This is the Weird Alphabet podcast. And here's a second.
A follow-up.
Unprovoked response, I guess.
I don't know.
Let's just listen
to what you, see what you think.
Yeah.
This is the other Weird Al podcast. And to be specific, I don't want anybody else leaving you mean messages. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to read you a book. The Handsome One. The castle ground snarled with a wave of magically magnified wind. The sky outside was a great black ceiling which was full of blood. The only sounds drifting from Hagrid's hut were the disdainful shrieks of his own furniture. Magic. It was something that Harry Potter thought was very good. Leathery sheets of rain lashed at Harry's ghost as he walked across the ground towards the castle. Ron was standing there and doing a kind of frenzied tap dance. He saw Harry and immediately began to eat Hermione's family. Ron's shirt was just as bad as Ron himself. If you two can't clump happily, I'm going to get aggressive, confessed the reasonable Hermione. What about Ron magic, offered Ron to Harry. Ron was a loud, slow, and soft bird. Harry did not like to think about birds. Death Eaters are on top of the castle, Ron bleated, quivering. Ron was going to be spiders. He just was. He wasn't proud of that, but it was going to be hard to not have spiders all over his body after all is said and done. Look, said Hermione. Obviously, there are loads of Death Eaters in the castle. Let's listen in on their meeting. The three complete friends zapped onto the landing outside the door of the castle roof. They almost legged it, but witches are not climbing. Ron looked at the doorknob and then looked at Hermione with searing pain. I think it's closed, he noticed. Locked, said Mr. Staircase, the shabby-robed ghost. They looked at the door, screaming about how closed it was, and asking it to be replaced with a small orb. The password was Beef Woman. Hermione cried. Harry, Ron, and Hermione quietly stood behind a circle of Death Eaters who looked bad. Is that enough?
I mean, I would have ended it with Beef Woman.
is your voice box satisfied? Enjoy.
But we're back.
So is that like fan fiction or something?
I don't know what that is.
Did they put it through Google Translate? Is that what it is?
I'm wondering. Maybe they put something through Google Translate, or maybe they're doing like an autofill, like Harry Potter edition. Okay. I don't know how.
They just said hi, Harry Potter, and then are tapping the middle button, and they're
that's what it sounds like, sort of,
for a while.
Or really, really bad fan fiction, or someone hit J.K. Rowling in the head with something hard. I don't know.
Okay. So of course, we got to respond to that.
Yeah.
So
here's our response.
Weird Alphabet Smackdown Take 1.
Oh, yeah. Weird Alphabet. You guys are weird, but we're going to come to get you, and I have some messages for you.
Yeah. We're going to come over there, and we're going to clean your room.
Yeah, because you seem like very nice young men.
You seem really busy, and sometimes when you're busy, you just can't get to those little things. So we're going to mop the floors.
For you.
For you.
For you. We're going to sweep your garage. Oh, yeah.
We're going to feed your pets and take your dog for a walk.
Yeah, then later we're going to join you for a picnic.
Yeah, we're gonna cook the best meatloaf, and you're gonna enjoy it.
Oh yeah, you're gonna love it. Charlie's mom has this recipe that you're gonna die for.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Your parents must be very proud of you.
Yeah, they must love the fact that you guys are such friendly people.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like people we'd like to hang out with.
Yeah, I'd love to, like, talk to you for a little bit someday.
We can discuss common interests.
Yeah, like
Weird Al.
Okay.
I think we did that right.
That's good. That's good.
That's how you do this, right?
I think. So,
let's see what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great food diet. I gotta decrease my dairy air.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Party.
Yay.
Whew. I'm tired.
Well, you know.
I'm out of shape.
You should go on a diet.
I should go on a diet. Give me the grapefruits. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about the Atkins diet.
The Atkins diet. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
Wait, no. No, no, it's grapefruit diet. You almost
eat
me.
No more carbs.
And
yeah, yeah,
scene.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I like the Soho. What a dumb.
Lay off the Wonder Bread.
Eat only meat. Heat.
Oh, give me a steak.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, whatever. Oh, wow. That's it.
Trip and fall on your sidewalk outside. Die, die, die.
Is that how he died?
I think so.
I thought he had a heart attack.
Well, I don't know. Something
I'm sure
that.
I heard he had a heart attack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
Then who tripped on a sidewalk? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyways, from Running with Scissors, yep. 1999.
Yep, yep.
Grapefruit diet.
What? Parody of?
A parody of Cherry Pop and Daddy's Zoot Suit Riot.
Zoot Suit Riot. What's up,
Charlie? I don't know. I was not thrilled with this.
What?
It's at the end of the album, and you're just like, oh, that's what we're ending with?
What?
Like, you're listening to the album, and you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then you get to the end, and you're like, oh, okay.
This isn't the end. There's one more song.
Oh, well. But you know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh, another one more cover left, kind of.
No? Really? Yeah. I had the opposite reaction.
No, I don't
like,
know why.
Yes! Oh my God! Yes! This is awesome! I loved it.
No, and that's
just me.
That's you, and that's me. But I don't know. There's something about that. I don't know if it was my like. Oh, great!
Another food
again.
Song.
And yeah, just it. I guess at that point, I was just like, that's not
really
unique enough.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like
he'd never done.
Nirvana was so much better. Like so much cooler. That smells like Nirvana.
Yeah, I know. Not the same album. But
it's not the same album. No. Sorry. Yeah, no. Running with Scissors.
Saga Begins.
Saga Begins. I don't know. Just this.
Better?
This one was just one of those moments where just like.
Oh, no.
That's okay. Hmm. You know what I mean? Like going back now and listening to it, you're like, okay, good. It's a good parody. They did it well. But yeah, definitely as a kid, I was just like, nah, I'll pass. You know what I mean? Like to the point where I think I would skip this one
really?
Once in a while. Yeah.
I did not have the same reaction at all. I really, really liked this one. I was hoping to God he would make out a video for this. Like, this would be the greatest sequel to Fat ever.
Well,
he should have made this video with full-on swing dancing with the same Fat costume, trying to lose weight. This could have been a sequel video to Fat, and I would have loved it.
Now, that might have been more interesting.
I wanted that so bad. I almost wrote him letters begging for it, but I knew he didn't listen to suggestions like that. So I'm like, no, please, Al, please be on the same
come
page
up with this yourself. Yeah.
How could you not see this? You have to do the Fat guy swing dancing. That would be the greatest video ever.
Yeah, especially because like zoot suits are sort of like giants to
yes!
begin with. So
yes!
it would be like doubly giant to like fit around.
Yes!
Like, oh, it was just.
I wanted this video so bad. I was so mad when he didn't do it.
Yeah. I it is interesting to see like there is this weird seemingly story that the fans have put on between Eat It, Fat, and this movie.
Yes.
You
this
know,
is
like
the
there's
finale.
This arc and, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, but to me, that doesn't.
Doesn't do it for you?
If it were directly related, if it were another Michael Jackson song,
yeah,
I almost think maybe,
that
but that, but then again, there's a chance that maybe that would be like, no, wait, really?
Yeah, that might have been too much.
So, I don't, and like I said, it was just a childhood sort of like impulse was like, okay.
All right. Well, I disagree. I thought this was a fantastic song.
Yeah. Steve Perry.
Uh-huh.
From the Cherry Pop and Daddies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, not the
not
other.
That,
not
these are two different bands?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's the guy.
Said it was an honor, but at the same time also said, why Weird Al is such an icon is a mystery to me.
Well, screw him.
Yeah, yeah. But he did say it was an honor. He said it was an honor. But
that's why they kicked
like,
him on a journey. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He stopped believing.
He did stop believing.
In Weird Al.
Oh, Sherry. how many more Steve Perry references can I make? I don't know.
I don't know. I made the one I
you
had.
Made the one. Oh, man.
So, yeah. So, Cherry Pop and Daddies are weird. Like, they're almost a performance arty type thing, or at least started with it. Like, they'd have, like, these weird, like, when they performed, it was more of a stage performance kind of thing. And uh-huh. they even had this like weird car they would run around in that was phallic shaped.
Really?
And some, yeah, it was crazy.
Okay.
They toned it down a little bit when they became like the internet, the national hit.
Okay.
But yeah, they were sort of almost performance arty in a weird way.
Okay.
They started in 1989 in Oregon.
Huh.
It was Steve Perry, Dan Shard on bass, and Brooks Brown, who led the brass section.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
They considered themselves sort of punk.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
We're bringing back swing music.
Well, but Steve Perry's sort of idea of punk is sort of like, my concept of punk was doing whatever the hell you wanted as long as it had vitality and wasn't overly stupid. Okay. Something exploratory and experimental.
Sure.
So that was what he was.
Which is what Weird Al did. Well, you and
that's,
jerk.
That's why I'm
you
talking
jerk,
about this.
Jerk, Steve Perry.
I'm
you don't understand it.
And that's. That's what I'm. That's why I specifically focused on that was the fact that like okay. Weird Al still
is punk
has yeah, punk in, right. in him and is sort of that idea too. And so it was interesting to see the two bands sort of represent that. The Cherry Poppin' Daddies did go by the Daddies at one point, but then they hit it big, and so then because they were getting forced out of clubs and stuff because there was sort of like this backlash.
Okay,
and then when they hit it big, I guess they were allowed to come back with that name.
Okay.
Sure. They did three albums sort of independent
okay.
by themselves because they didn't want to be on a label and they liked sort of jumping genres and stuff.
Yeah.
Once again, Weird Al.
Yeah.
And then on the fourth album was sort of like a compilation of their first three, like the best of. And that was the one that had Zoot Toot Ride on it.
See.
And that was the one that hit nationally.
That hit big, yeah.
Right with that third wave ska stuff.
Yes. That was a very interesting time.
It was. I definitely enjoyed ska slash...
Yeah, Mighty Mighty Boston.
Mighty Mighty Boston stuff.
Yeah, Real Big Fish.
I know it was big in, like, because I was going to high school still at that time. So it was sort of a... it was big in the local scenes, too.
Yeah.
Like uh-huh. there were some fun groups from where I was that did that kind of stuff. And,
cool.
And it provided its own dress code in a way that was, like,
yeah.
easy. Like you know what I mean? Like, it was sure. like, oh, boy, I know
it's easy. We're going to find a zoot suit.
We're not zoot suit. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a dress code. Like,
yeah.
For those of us who are not necessarily socially inept or socially conscious enough, you could be like, oh, okay.
That's what I should wear.
Try to wear something similar to that. You know, I never went that far, but
yeah.
but you know, like, okay, suspenders and some like fancy shoes. Got it.
Yeah, there you go.
Got it.
A nice shirt button up. Yeah.
Nice little hat, you know.
Yep,
like,
a hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What else you got?
Not much.
That's it?
I do like, we can talk about lyrics.
Okay.
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Goes back to, you know, any of the jokes he hadn't used yet.
Yes, he's got to be running out of fat jokes by now.
He used in this, more yeah. rolls than a pastry truck,
oh, yeah.
things like that.
a couple of not so PC ones that would not fly today.
Oh,
probably.
Definitely, definitely.
No.
And that's the other problem with some of these.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, once again, he's sort of, and we'll talk about this in fat, but he at least takes ownership of it from his, like, he's talking about himself,
right.
not about other people.
Right.
Or the character is,
uh-huh.
so at least it's self-deprecating.
Always, exactly.
This
guy's not so proud of it, but he's, you know, he's acknowledging it.
And
he needs to lose
getting,
the weight.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There were a couple of times, like, I love any time that he, like, references the original song in terms of
yes.
what lyrics he says. So instead of saying blow daddy, he says blow fatty.
Yeah.
And then beer is one of the main lines of the chorus,
uh-huh.
and he uses it in his first line of the chorus too.
Right.
Yeah. And so you know, like those little
yeah.
things are the things that make it interesting to me, and
mm-hmm.
and just heighten a parody.
Yeah.
If he can, like I said, like I've always said, if he can use either the word or rhyming word with
uh-huh.
what the original word is in the original song, then
right.
then that. That ups the game for me.
Right. And this has one of my favorite parts, you know, like you're talking about that. I think you may want to talk about this, what I'm talking about. The awesome wordplay he does in the middle, which,
yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe your favorite lyric.
Maybe.
If I peeped at your writing properly. So you want to go into what I'm talking about there?
Yeah. I like that breakdown section.
Yes.
No more pie now. No more creme brulee. Lay off the gravy. And souffle. And then the
fry.
Yeah,
that's my part.
Anytime he does
that's
that.
That's my
yeah,
favorite
yeah.
part.
No ice cream parfait. No more Mr. Cheese nacho. Stay away.
But how well that goes with the original scatting kind of whatever is amazing. Like, he rhymes that syllable to syllable. It's so good. That's my favorite part of the song. It's just
that's the nice thing about, like,
it's great.
Scatting is like you usually are open-ended vowel sounds.
Yeah.
So it's like those are the easiest to rhyme.
I guess, but that just impressed me how like
doom dap a dee.
Mr. Cheese Nacho. Was it like ba da da ba do? Yeah. I can't remember what he said. I'm doing Minion. But something like that. Ba da da ba do. I love that part of the song. It really impressed me.
So what's your favorite lyric?
My favorite lyric, you took mine, is like, can't have another eclair, grapefruit dying. I gotta decrease my derriere.
He speaks French, too.
Yeah, look at derriere. That.
Fancy.
It's a fancy way of saying his butt's too big. I like that.
Fancy way of saying his butt's too big.
Yep. Yeah. And it always reminds me of It. I don't know why. Every time I hear derriere, I think of It. It's a joke that Richie uses. Every time you come back here, you get smell that fine dairy air because they live in Derry.
Okay. So
says, take a whiff of that dairy air. Lovely. Every time I hear that word, it makes you think of it.
Lovely. He should do a Stephen King song.
Parody. He should. Why hasn't he done that yet? I'm sure he will eventually.
Well,
release will be something about It.
Theme song. That would be cool. Do the contemporary It with like a throwback song like he does with Star Wars and stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yep.
Hmm.
Bananarama. You got it. Is that Bananarama? Yeah, baby. You...
Venus?
I mean, Venus, yeah.
Yeah. it's several different groups, And he did that in a polka, remember?
Yes.
We've already talked about that.
Yes, we have. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anywho.
and we got that voicemail that we played a month ago.
Yes.
From a guy who was like, hey, I listened to it. If you ever want my help on another one, let me know.
Didn't leave a message or contact information or anything. Well, it's good to know that.
Thanks for listening, guy.
Call back and let us know who you are.
Yes.
We don't have tracking on our phone on the weird line yet.
I mean, I guess technically I could call back that number, but that sounds scary. Yeah. To be like, hey, I don't know his name. You
hey guy. Is there a Weird Al fan in the residence?
I just call up and I'm like, 27. Which would be fun. But straightforward. Yeah. You know, it does it well. The band recreates the scene well. I think.
I'm sure they hired other players. I don't think his band did the horn section. I'm sure there were extras.
Well, he always has people coming in. Yeah,
they rock the song. It's musically absolutely perfect.
Okay, so then what would you give it?
I would give this between 1 and 5 eclairs.
Eclairs. Yeah, great. Eclairs. The word I can't spell.
I wasn't going to say derrieres.
Oh, yeah.
1 to 5 eclairs.
How many butt cheeks?
Well, can't do more than 2.
Well, no, he's got like 5. It's like chins.
Okay. Jeez. I don't want that image in my head.
Well, don't think about it then.
3.5. I almost said 4. I like the song a lot, but there are better ones. I still find it very amusing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 3.
Okay. I thought you were going to go lower.
I know. Yeah. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens at the end of this when we add all these up and we're like, oh, wow, okay. I don't know why that one was better.
Yeah, I know, right?
We're going to have to do, maybe at the end, we'll also do a podcast where we just take 2 songs at a time and just compare them. And then we start ranking them. There's programs out there that will do that.
Sure.
And then we'll come up with what is our highest ranking ones based on just...
A throwdown of the ones that are matching. I'm sure we'd have some with the same percentage that one is obviously better than the other.
No. We would do this completely separately.
Yeah.
So that way it was just out of the blue. They would just suddenly would pop, two would pop up and we'd have to go, that one's better. And then we'd just keep moving and see what happens.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I thought you meant make a list of all our averages and say, these two shouldn't be the same average and then decide which is actually better. Okay.
Once we've averaged, then that's on the record.
That's it, huh?
That's on the record.
Well... We have to still be
until
able to
the special
them.
Editions.
Well, we'll do special editions. We'll actually rank them. Yeah,
we'll get people who actually know about Devo to come in and talk about Devo instead of Transformers.
There you go.
Yeah. No. Thank you, Adam. That was awesome. That was awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So we're done.
Okay. That's sure.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, we're all Yankovics. You can
Google,
also
Yahoo,
Gmail. Gmail. Yes, you can Gmail us.
E-Trade.
MySpace.
Farmers Only.
Pick up the new Alcoins.
Alcoin.
Yeah, they're
they're worth $300 million now.
Not yet. No. You got to go on the bottom letter. They're worth
now they're five cents.
Now. Oh
no, now they're worth $150,000. Wait, no, 20 cents. A dollar, $25. Man, they fluctuate a lot. $2 zillion. Get them now. Wait, no. Buy high and sell low.
Yes, that's the way to do it.
That's why I do very good at E-Trade.
Yes. Okay. Steve is old but doesn't have a beard. Call us on the line at 302-72-WEIRD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm just looking
you have to have a beard if you're old.
I gotta tell my dad
he needs a beard.
I do. Every time I shave my beard, I get young.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. You become an infant. Yes, I do.
All right.
And I start pooping in my pants.
Then you do it again when you get old.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
Either way.
Good time.
Yay. Hey. This brought out the best of us, I guess. Yeah. I think that's about it. We're going to get out before we... it gets too long here.
We digress enough.
Yes, exactly. So, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
No French fry eyes now. No ice cream parfait. Mr. Cheese Nacho.